Hey there, brain boosters. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy whirlwind without losing your marbles. Today we're diving into something super relevant, something that affects all of us in this digital age. Managing social media for better mental well-being. Ever feel like scrolling through Instagram is a marathon of comparison and anxiety? You know that feeling when you see everyone else living their best lives while you're, well, maybe just trying to get through the day? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where social media is constantly vying for our attention, showing us perfectly curated moments that can make us feel anything from inadequate to downright envious. But here's the thing, we have the power to change that narrative. We can use social media in a way that actually benefits our mental health instead of draining it like a vampire at a blood drive. So buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your relationship with social media and help you reclaim those precious brain cells. All and 1. Curate your feed like you're picking out wine. Think of your social media feed as your personal wine cellar. Do you want a selection of cheap plonk that gives you a headache or something rich, complex, and enjoyable? Start by unfollowing accounts that trigger negative feelings. Those who constantly showcase unattainable perfection, spew negativity, or just make you feel bad about yourself. Replace them with accounts that inspire you, educate you, or simply make you laugh. Remember, your feed should be a reflection of the kind of energy and thoughts you want to cultivate in your own life. 2. Engage mindfully, not mindlessly. We've all been there. Scrolling through feeds for hours on end, reacting to posts without even thinking. It's like being stuck in an endless loop of dopamine hits that leave you feeling empty and unfulfilled. Try engaging with content intentionally. Ask thoughtful questions, share your own perspectives, and start genuine conversations. Remember, social media is a tool for connection, not just consumption. 3. Schedule your social media detox. Just like you need to step away from the computer screen to rest your eyes, you also need to take breaks from social media to recharge your mental batteries. Set aside specific times each day when you're completely unplugged, no notifications, no scrolling, no checking in. Use that time to connect with loved ones, engage in hobbies, or simply enjoy the peace and quiet. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. 4. Embrace offline experiences. There's a world beyond the screen, people. Remember those things called real-life experiences? Go for walks in nature, have meaningful conversations with friends and family, try something new, anything that gets you out of the digital bubble and into the real world. These offline experiences are what truly enrich our lives and leave us feeling fulfilled. 5. Practice gratitude. When it comes to social media, it's easy to get caught up in a cycle of comparison and negativity. Instead, try shifting your focus to gratitude. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your accomplishments, even the small moments of joy. Cultivating a grateful mindset can help you resist the urge to compare yourself to others and find more happiness in the present moment. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who's constantly bombarded by images of perfect lives on social media. She starts feeling inadequate, comparing herself to everyone else, and her anxiety skyrockets. She begins to withdraw from real-life interactions, spending more and more time scrolling through endless feeds. Sounds familiar? But then Sarah decides to take control. She unfollows accounts that make her feel bad. She sets aside specific times for social media breaks, and she starts focusing on the good things in her own life. Slowly but surely, Sarah's anxiety decreases, she starts enjoying real-life connections more, and she rediscovers a sense of joy and fulfillment that had been lost amidst the digital noise. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to transform your relationship with social media and pave the way for better mental well-being. Remember, you're not just a passive consumer. You're the architect of your own online experience. Take charge, curate your feed wisely, engage mindfully, and reclaim those precious brain cells. Ready to put these tips into action? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about healthy social media habits together. And don't forget to join the conversation on our social media channels. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep those brain cells firing and your spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.